Om Shanti. 7th July 2019, Sunday. Slogan. When you have hand of Srimad constantly with you, you will continue to walk hand in hand through the whole cycle. So today's slogan is, when you have the hand of Srimad constantly with you, you will continue to walk hand in hand through the whole cycle. Srimad is the most celebrated word in the world of Brahmins. There is hardly any Brahmin who has not heard the word Srimad right from the time anybody comes to Baba. He is taught about Srimad. What is Srimad? What are the Srimads? How to understand it? How to implement it? And all about Srimad. So, to understand the Srimad as it is, to unpack the Srimad, or we can say to decode the Srimad, is the goal. What exactly is Srimad? How to define Srimad? Mat means opinion. Shri means something, someone who is highly respectable. And Baba often says that Shri Shri is the word that should be used only for me. So Srimad is something which is exalted opinion. Srimad means highest opinion. Srimad means the opinion. It is not my opinion. It's not your opinion. It is the opinion. Srimad means divine dictates. Srimad means commandments. Srimad means commands. Srimad means orders. Srimad means rules and regulations. Srimad means codes of conduct. Srimad means maryadas. So Srimad is a comprehensive word. And it includes so many things. If you are to make the list of Srimad, it would be very, very big. And would remain always incomplete. Because every day, Baba gives us new Srimad. The Srimad is same, but the way it is projected, the way it is put forth, is different. So Srimads are the divine commandments in Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Moses' commandments are quite famous. Moses is considered as prophet in Islam, and Moses is considered as a great soul in Jewish religion as well as Christianity. It's much before Islam and much before Christianity that Moses saw God behind the bushes, and there on the tablets of stone, the divine commandments, the 10 commandments. They are known as 10 commandments. Probably the first word we can use for Srimad, where there were instructions, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt believe only in one God and there is no other God. Thou shalt not worship any other God. So in that way, there were about 10 Srimads. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet others' wealth, and so on and so forth. So there were about 10 commandments. So every religion has got set of principles. Every religion has about set of rules. And here also, when God comes on earth, He gives us the set of rules and He calls them Srimat. So, if we have to describe Srimat, how will we describe? How to divide Srimat? It's an absolutely comprehensive topic. How to divide Srimat? We'll have to use different methods. There could be different categorizations. First, you can divide them. First category, we have four subjects. So what are the Srimat for four subjects? What is the Srimat for Gyan? What is the Srimat for Yoga? What is the Srimat for Dharana? And what is the Srimat for service? So this could be one of the ways to divide Srimat. Second way of dividing Srimat could be the four pillars of Raj Yoga. What are they? The four pillars of Raj Yoga: Brahmacharya, Satsang, Holy Company, then Holy Food, Pure Food, and Divine Virtues. So this is the second way of dividing Srimat. On this way, you can say, what are the Srimat for Brahmacharya, what are the Srimat for Holy Company, and what is the Srimat for Food, and what is the Srimat for Divine Virtues. So this is the second way of dividing Srimat. The third way of dividing Srimat could be the Brahmin lifestyle. So there are about 8 components in Brahmin lifestyle. There are about 8, or you can say 9 components in Brahmin lifestyle. The first is Amrit Vela. The second is Urli. The third is food. The fourth is traffic control. The fifth is Karma Yoga. The sixth is relationships. The seventh is your evening yoga. The eighth is Murli, discussion. And ninth is chart. So there are the 9 parts of Brahmin lifestyle. You can divide Srimat in this. Then you start commenting upon each one of them. What is the Srimat for Amrit Vela? What is the Srimat for Murli? What is the Srimat for food? And what is the Srimat for traffic control, Karma Yoga, relationships, and your evening yoga, and Murli discussion, and at last chant and going off to sleep. So this is the third method of dividing Srimat. There's one more method of dividing Srimat. What could be that? Fourth method. Based on certain things like thought, speech, actions, relationships, behavior. What is the Srimat for thought? What is the Srimat for speech? You can divide this in this manner. So there are about 21 points in that describe the behavior pattern of Brahmins. What is the Srimat for thought? What is the Srimat for speech? What is the Srimat for actions? How our actions should be? What is the Srimat for relationships? And what is the Srimat for behavior? What is the Srimat for body? What is the Srimat for wealth? What is the Srimat for intellect? What is the Srimat for sanskar? Then what is the Srimat for drishti, vritti, drishtikon, and habits? And then 4 more. What is the Srimat for your feelings, emotions, awareness, memories, dreams? And then what is the Srimat for hearing, eating, writing, and touching? So these are again 21 points that will describe Srimat. So this is the fourth method of describing Srimad or dividing Srimad, the categorization of Srimad. You can start from here, how our thought should be, how the thought should be elevated, what are the waste thought, what are the negative thought, what are the vicious thoughts, what are the ordinary thoughts, what are the thoughts of the past, future anxieties and so on. So this could be one method of dividing Srimad. There's one more method. This is fourth. Now fifth method of dividing Srimad. And this is what we are going to discuss. So that is an A to Z method of Srimad. Srimad is a very comprehensive term. It takes the whole life to unpack, to decode, to decipher, to understand, to imbibe, to assimilate, to digest. Srimad. So, now we will start. First, Srimad is of, this is a method from A to Z. And then there are 26 Srimad in this. The first Srimad is Amrit Vela. Unless and until Amrit Vela is powerful, no matter what one does, there is no progress in Brahmin life. Unless and until a soul is drenched in love of God at Amrit Vela, the dincharya, the lifestyle of Brahmins cannot become powerful. There would be onslaughts of Maya throughout the day. So the first and the foremost Srimad is doing powerful Amrit Vela. And the preparation of Amrit Vela starts the night before. What time one is going to sleep? With what attitude one is going to sleep? So many things matter, and there should be some planning for Amrit Vela. So the first Srimad is Amrit Vela. The second Srimad B is Brahmacharya. The second Srimad is Brahmacharya. The principles of purity. The stronger the Brahmacharya, the unbroken the celibacy, the powerful would be the subtle stage. If there is upheaval in Brahmacharya, then Brahmin life cannot become powerful. The third Srimad is center atmosphere. These are the Srimad for the center students. Center atmosphere should be very powerful. If, whether it is center or it is Madhuban, whatever. If we are staying in Madhuban, we are staying in center, or we are staying in our houses, no matter where we are, the goal, the aim of all the Brahmins is to make the atmosphere powerful by our thoughts, by our subtle vibrations. The fourth Srimad is dress. How we are dressed. How should be our dress? White. Don't tell the color. How should be our dress? It should be simple. How should be our dress? Neat. Neat and clean. How should be our dress? Decent. It should be decent. How should be our dress? Simple. Islam, the religion of Islam, describes five things for dress for females. That can be equally applied to males as well. But for females, Islam says, five things should be followed in dress. They say the first thing is that only face, hands and feet should be visible. That is the first thing in Islam. That's why they have the burqa, wearing of masks. The second Srimad is that dress should not be tight. Dress should not be tight. It should be loose. Tight dress indicates what? And loose dress indicates what? Tight dress means hurry, like military people, they are in hurry, they have to be alert that way. Loose means when you sit in meditation, people usually wear loose. So if you see all the religious founders, Jesus Christ, Guru Nanak, they are wearing loose dresses. So religious personalities means loose dress. The third is that should not be transparent. The dress should not be transparent for females, equally for males. These are especially for females in Islam. The fourth is, female dress should not be like male dress. That is what exactly happening in today's world. Female dress should be of female, that they should not try to copy males. And fourth thing, that should not be pompous, that should not be very much what is the word, lot of sensual, not even sensual, but that should not be in Hindi bhadkau, that should be like against simplicity. Gaudy, okay, whatever you call gaudy, the dress is gaudy, pompous or show off, that should not be the dress. It should be very, very simple. So against simplicity. So these are the five principles in Islam for females, for dress. So their dress should be very, very simple. And they should be not like kafir. Kafir is somebody who does kufr. Kufr means against the principles of Islam. So they are very strict regarding females. But the same can be applied here. And these are highest principles. So our dress should not be tight. Our dress should not be transparent. Our dress should be neat, clean, tidy, covering body properly. It should not be sensual. It should not be tempting. It should not make an exhibition. It should not be for show off. So that is the Shrimat for dress. So, Shrimat for dress. And then fifth Shrimat is economy. Economy. We should utilize things of the yajna with economy. Petrol, light, water, resources, thoughts. Everything should be used in economy. Nothing should be wasted. So see that nothing is wasted. So that is the one more Shrimat. And then food. So what is the Shrimat for food? Okay, Satvik and all those is done. Other Shrimat. Those who are in Gyan from 30 years, what is the Shrimat for food for them? Now tell. That's what I'm saying. Now the person is already in Gyan since 30 years. Now what is the Shrimat for him? Now don't tell, don't eat from outside and all that. What is the Shrimat? It should be light. It should be simple. It should be as less chili as possible. What else? Less spices. Without spices, Brahmins would become restless. What is the Shrimat for food? What is the Shrimat for food? What else? Nagaraj bhai, what is the Shrimat for food? Very simple. Four things are there which should not be there. First, hungerless eating. Hungerless eating. You don't have any appetite, still eating everything. When you don't have hunger, eat something less rather than full. Seven square meals. Have you heard about seven course meal? Seven course meal. In restaurants, they serve first of all something will come dessert, and then something will come, then something will come, then something. So there are starters and so many things. Seven course meals it is known as. So hungerless eating should be avoided. The second is overeating should be avoided. Because the Brahmin family is suffering from this disease of overeating. They keep on eating whole day. They eat three times food and four times toli. And they fall sick. In the name of Brahma Bhojan, they keep on eating throughout the day. And then they fall prey to so many illnesses. So, hungerless eating, overeating should be avoided. Third, wrong type of food. means junk food, means wrong combinations of food. Very sweet, and immediately after very sweet, something very spicy, and then immediately after something very sour. Wrong combinations. And then fourth, one should not eat in anger, in haste, and with displeasure. One should not eat in anger, because when one is anger and one is angry and one is eating, the food becomes non-veg. The food turns into non-vegetarian food if you are eating in anger. Eating in haste, eating very fast, standing and eating. You got the toli, walking and eating toli. That's a common scenario which is seen in Brahmins. They walk and they eat. Are you remembering Baba at the time of walking and eating toli? Not at all. And eating with displeasure. Salt is less, it is not tasty. Go to the dining, and the moment you see some sabji which you don't like, automatically you say, I don't have hunger today. All appetite gone after seeing the food. Go and you are hungry, but the moment you see white rice, appetite gone. But when the rice is processed through oil and it becomes fried, then the appetite returns back. So appetite depends on the type of food. So these are the principles of food. Three more principles of eating. Samyak ahar. Samyak ahar means right food consists of three things. First, it should not cause excitement. Any food that leads to excitement is wrong diet. Excitement of senses. Any food which dulls the senses leads to alas, pramad, nidra, leads to laziness, carelessness, and sloth is not the right diet. Any food which is nutritious, health-giving is the right food. So they are the third thing in diet about Brahmins. And then G means giving blessings, happiness, and good wishes, pure feelings for everyone. This is the another Srimad. And then H means holy company, satsang. So long you are in this Brahmin family, you are safe. The moment you go out, you are destroyed. H-I. Next Srimad is inculcation of virtues. One must try to inculcate divine virtues. Then J means journey to Madhuban. How the journey should be Madhuban should be? What is the process to come to Madhuban? Procedure. You know somebody there. I need not to go through center. I can go directly. I know I have a lot of contacts. I have a lot of acquaintances in Madhuban. So I can go directly. These are the wrong methods to coming to Madhuban. What is the Srimad for Madhuban? Journey to Madhuban. When you come to Madhuban, your aim should be only tapasya and nothing else. Don't interfere in the administration. Don't interfere in the lives of people who are staying, what they are doing, whether they are following Srimad or not. You need not to do PhD on others. Just do graduation yourself. That's it. Do graduation yourself. You are not supposed to come here to do PhD on others. Not allowed. You pass your own graduation. Why you are busy in doing PhD on other people? So when in Madhuban, don't try to scrutinize the lives of Madhuban Nivasis, what they are doing with a magnifying glass, whether they are right or wrong. You are not supposed. You have come here for your own purpose. Do that and go. That's it. Okay. Keeping chart. Fine. Make your own chart every day. No need to follow what chart. From every day's Murli, make a chart. Like today's Murli is on truth. Baba said so many things about truth. Truth, Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Truth is beauty. Beauty is truth. Sach, Tovito, Nach. Those who are truth, they will dance. They will be fearless. They will be carefree emperor. Those who are truth, they will not fear anybody. Those who are truth, in truth, their boat will never sink. Those who are truth, truth is like the sun. Truth will, untruth cannot hide truth. So Baba said so many things about truth. The whole Murli is about truth, truth, truth and truth. L. Love for one Baba only. M. Murli churning is the Srimad. Not simply reading, not simply listening to Murli, but churning it in depth. Why Baba said this? Why Baba said that? What is the meaning of this statement? What is the meaning of that statement? What is this new word? From where this new word has come? What is the depth of this word? Everything. So churning of Murli is the Srimad. N. Make a list of no. No to cinema. No to online games. Online shoppings. Brahmins are busy in online shopping all the time, searching new games, new mobile and new car and everything new. Online shopping, online games, online news, whole day. So no to what? Make a list of that. That is the Srimad. Then O is observance of Srimad. P, printing of literature without taking the permission of the center in charge. That is not the Srimad. Q is the quality assurance and quality control. Just as in hospitals you have got NABH and JCI accreditation, there should be quality service, quality assurance and quality accreditation in your Brahmin life. Then R is relationships. They should be detached. Loving relationships and detached relationships. And then S is silence and solitude. Is the Srimad. To what extent I am observing silence? In the path of bhakti, they have Maun Vrat. Here, there is no such Maun Vrat. Mahatma Gandhi used to have silence every Monday, where he would not talk. There was one Meher Baba in Maharashtra. He was silent for how many years? He observed Maun, started in 1924 till 31st January 1969. This many years he was silent. Meher Baba. Every time he would feel that I want to break my silence. But then, by the end of the day, he would not feel like to speak and he would extend it. By extending it, he kept it for so many years. He was silent. No word. Yeah? What he achieved, you read his literature and his depth of spirituality. He talked by signals. So spiritual things. And silence conserves your energy. Whole day, try to remain silent without uttering a single word. You will be more powerful at the end of the day. Silence is power. The greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. Vivekananda said somewhere, the greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. So, S. Then T is trustee. Try to live like a trustee in this world. That's the Srimad. Then U. U means using this Gyan in practical life. This Gyan is not to be kept just to reading or to writing notes, but to make it practical. So using Gyan in practical life. Then V is visiting other center. Whenever any student is going from one center to another center, he should carry a letter. So carrying a letter. Then W is wash after the motion or taking bath. X is X-ray, means self-checking twice a day, morning, evening or throughout the day. X, Y. Y means yoga twice a day, morning yoga and evening yoga. X and Y. And then last is doing everything with zeal and enthusiasm. So, Umang Utsaha. So, these are the 26 Srimad. So, Srimad can be divided into first four parts, Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva. Then four pillars of Raj Yoga, Srimad according to that. These are the four. Then according to the lifestyle, 9 parts. And then as per the 21 principles, and then 26. So Srimat is a very vast subject. One can go on talking and talking and talking on Srimat, and still it is incomplete. But one must definitely try to understand Srimat in depth, because our life is the life of Srimat. Without Srimat, we will die. Om Shanti.